Good morning. It's Monday, September 7th, 2026. Today on The Briefing, Google expands generative AI tools to younger students, researchers track a long-term homework penalty, and state houses weigh school AI guardrails.
We begin with Google Classroom. Google has made the Gemini tab available to K-12 students of all ages whose districts already enable Gemini or Gemini Notebook. Students can create quizzes, flashcards, and study guides grounded in course materials.
Crucially, access is on by default wherever those underlying services are enabled. Administrators can disable it by group or organizational unit, but if nobody checks the settings, it is live. Districts using Classroom should verify age-based settings immediately. That default rollout connects directly to new findings on student learning. A working paper from the Center for Economic Policy Research, or CEPR, followed nearly 27,000 students in grades 7 through 12 in China over 30 months. After adopting general-purpose AI, students finished homework faster and earned higher homework scores.
But there was a real catch. Researchers estimated that closed-book exam scores fell substantially over time. Notably, students who continued spending normal amounts of time on homework experienced much smaller losses.
Eric, how should classroom teachers interpret those results?
First, the authors note these findings cannot be automatically generalized to U.S. schools. But the practical lesson is to distinguish AI that supports thinking from AI that completes the thinking. It also points to in-class assessments that demonstrate independent mastery, since homework scores alone no longer prove understanding.
State lawmakers are exploring statutory boundaries. In Pennsylvania, lawmakers are developing 4 school AI proposals: procurement and vendor standards, professional development grants, mandatory district policies, and a ban on AI delivering mental or behavioral health services. These measures are proposals, not enacted requirements.
At the local level, Minnesota's St. Cloud Area School District 742 reviewed a proposed human AI human policy. People set the purpose, AI assists, and people verify the output and retain accountability. Staff are gaining access to ChatGPT ADU, but students are not. The proposal also prohibits unauthorized entry of personally identifiable information, requires stronger vendor data terms, and makes AI use optional.
That defines oversight concretely, but national readiness data shows a major disconnect. In an IBM-commissioned Morning Consult survey of over 1,000 educators and 1,000 parents, 76% of middle school and 73% of high school educators reported at least weekly classroom AI use. Yet only 20% had extensive AI training. And parents report a parallel gap. 77% wanted input into classroom AI use, but only 20% clearly understood their child's school guidance. As a vendor commission survey, that context matters, but it reflects that the true gap is training and communication, not tool access.
Infrastructure vulnerabilities add another layer of urgency. SonicWall's education report recorded 81,879 intrusion prevention hits per device during the first half of 2026, the highest rate among industries it tracked. It found continuing exploitation of older vulnerabilities in cameras, communication systems, and administrative networks, with 44 education organizations detecting active ransomware campaigns.
That data combines K-12 and higher education, and it comes from a security vendor. Still, the defensive priorities are immediate. Patch legacy systems, isolate cameras and voice over IP equipment, and restrict lateral access across school networks. Meanwhile, Kentucky completed a statewide filtering transition. GoGuardian says its centralized platform is deployed across all 155 K-12 districts and state education organizations. The no-cost service was selected through a request for proposals, with districts completing onboarding within 6 months. Those performance claims come from the vendor announcement, but it illustrates statewide shared procurement.
Finally, Chalkbeat's analysis of federal data found that just over 600,000 students attended fully virtual public schools in 2024 to 2025. About 1 in 80 public school students, and twice the pre-pandemic level. Another 195,000 attended schools categorized as primarily online.
Persistent enrollment growth increases the need for updated research, transparent reporting, and stronger accountability, especially given older studies documenting weaker outcomes in many virtual charters. Across all these stories, from AI tools to network security, the core issue is whether human training and oversight keep pace with adoption.
That wraps up our briefing for September 7th, 2026. For Eric and Lily, I'm Sarah. Thanks for listening, and join us next time.